This passage which Anne Frank wrote is, in my opinion, the most moving passage of the whole book. And the strange thing about it is because though the diary has been put into a movie and into a play, this passage has been never used. What it really is, to put it very shortly, this friend of hers, her name was Lise Goossens, she was in this Jewish school, and now Anne Frank went into hiding, and in November 43, she wrote this entry. To say it in a few words, I have been here in hiding for 2 years, and I never thought of this friend of mine, and now suddenly before I came asleep, I saw her face, I saw her, how she's in a camp suffering with hunger, how her cheeks are completely broken in, and how she shouts, help, help, and nobody is able to help her. You see why it moved me so much? It's incredible. She was 14 years old when she wrote it. I mean, if you see girls or boys of 14, you just can't understand that a girl at 14 had such deep thoughts. And she said so many things which I felt. You see, now I was here in Canada. I knew that so many of my friends and relatives are there in the camp suffering in terrible hunger, maybe torture and everything. And so when Anne Frank says, I am not more virtuous than she, why should I live and she probably to die? I felt during the whole war terribly, almost as if I had almost a guilt complex, because, see, it's, I just couldn't understand, if you believe in any divine justice, that all these people should suffer so terribly. And of course, I had the same idea. After all, I can't think that I am a better person than they, and so why should they die, and so on. And then, of course, in the middle of the entry, she says, now I will never forget her again and always pray for her. And then she says, good Lord, defend her so that at least she's not alone. If only she knew that I'm thinking of her lovingly, perhaps this would give her greater endurance. And when the war was finished, very few of my relatives survived, but the few who survived, they all said the same thing, actually, what Anne Frank said in those few words, and what I felt, that the most terrible thing was not the suffering and maybe the torture, the hunger, but the feeling that they are completely forgotten by the whole world and that, quite frankly, nobody cares.
I am not more virtuous than she. She too wanted to do what was
You know, my father has always been one of those people who takes tragedies a lot more seriously than maybe you should. You know, you'd listen to the news and they tell you a such and such athlete has won a race, and they tell you that such and such politician is in, and they also tell you that somebody died. Well, what would my dad pick up is, oh, that's so terribly sad about this one person who might not even be some well-known person. I mean, people die every day. I know it's sad, but, you know, he would take these things all as sort of a personal tragedy, I guess, in a sense.